Good morning. It's 6:09 a.m. on Sunday morning, June 24th, 2012. A lovely, cool morning. Thermometer at my house is 66. The thermometer in my phone says 61. So it's somewhere in the 60s today, at the moment, right here. A lovely, cool, compared to yesterday's 102. A lovely cool day. Today's the day the family comes home. So today's the day I have to get the house back in order. The cats woke me up at 4 o'clock, so I'm a little more awake than I have been the last few days. I've already made a first pass on the kitchen, cleaned up the dishes. I've got a bunch of stuff I have to do before they get here. They land sometime around 1 o'clock local time here. It's a two and a half hour flight, and I think they take off from, I'm going to say Akron, around 12:30 local time there. So by the time they're in the air 2.5 hours, and pick up the 2 hours that they deposited in the time bank flying east, they'll land sometime around 1. So that means I'll be back here between 2:30 and 3:30, which gives me most of the day. I will get my 3 hours in on writing from 9 to noon. That's a given. That worked so well yesterday as well. I had a bit of a problem in the beginning. One of the problems is that the aspect ratio on the screen, it's a widescreen, flat screen panel, and it really wants its aspect ratio, it really wants its resolution to be 1600 by 900. And the card that's in the machine won't do that level of output. I have no desire to replace the graphics card, but I did fiddle with the display settings to try to get the proper aspect ratio at a lower resolution. I think I succeeded. It looks a little better now. I find it disconcerting to look at the screen and see the letters pulled sideways so that they're fat on the screen. And I don't need to be distracted by the shape of the letters while I'm trying to write words. So I fiddled with it yesterday morning, and as a result, broke it. So I had to figure out how to unbreak it, and that took about 20 minutes. And in the process, I did manage to figure out a more pleasing aspect ratio for the screen itself. So that worked out pretty well. I did get 2,500 words in yesterday, so 2 days, 5,000 words total. If I get another 2,500, 3,000 today, that will be great. The story is unfolding nicely now that I've started at the beginning. And it's really interesting to see how it has changed. From what it was before workshop and now after workshop. A lot of commentary for the last couple of days from the posts from the last couple of days. Tara Lee points out that the last three share books suffer from feeling more commercial, which I thought was an interesting observation. Particularly in light of the assertion that Ravenwood doesn't feel as forced. For me, the interesting part about that is that Ravenwood has a much more direct three-act structure. It's much more constructed rather than having grown completely organically. although there was a lot of organic growth in it. I was really cognizant of that three-act structure and the pieces that had to be in place for it to operate. Unlike the share books, where the real opponent, the real antagonist, is the nature of the world itself, even though there are some side activities in various places. There are people who actually stand in his way as well, but those are definitely subplots to the larger one. And I think perhaps the case is that I maybe didn't make it as clear or do as good a job of that as I perhaps could. So we'll take that under advisement and move along. But Zyphira's call is unfolding very nicely. Each time I step up to the keyboard, there's something new to explore and a new step along the path. I think it's working. I have to check the continuity. I can't remember what part of the year Ravenwood ended on. And I have a horrible suspicion that I have just done something terribly rash and incorrect by having an equinox celebration. Because now that I think of it, I'm wondering if it was the equinox celebration that ended Ravenwood. I'll have to go find the document again and look at it and see if I've botched it. It's entirely possible. That would be kind of a pain in the butt, but I should find that out because I just wrote the equinox chapter. And now would be a good time to change it. I think I'm all right, but I'll find out. Oh, and Anita made a note about substitute Orwell for H.G. Wells. It's like, did I say that 1984 was Wells and not Orwell? It's entirely possible. My mouth doesn't always know what my brain is saying. That's one of the advantages of listening while I'm recording, when I'm doing my reading, because occasionally my ear hears something that my brain didn't think it said, which is quite handy because then I can fix it before I unplug the microphone. Yes, it's going to be another hot day. I hope the air conditioning is working in the van, because otherwise they're going to cook when they start back. Fire is still raging, and now we have a new one down in Colorado Springs. 'Tis the season. I also noticed that the house on the corner that I was so taken with earlier in the year when it went for sale apparently has its sprinklers turned off because its lawn is well on the way to becoming a dirt patch. grass is all yellow and dried and crispy. And that's never a good sign, particularly here, particularly when the temperatures are in the hundreds. Now, the beauty of being in the hundreds, I have to say, is that with the temperature at the 100 degree mark, actually when it's much over 90, the grass doesn't grow as vigorously. It doesn't exactly go dormant, but it's also not putting out an inch a week of green grass. It's just sort of puttering along. It doesn't do well in the heat. So I didn't mow the lawn this week. I'll have to do it next week. Actually, I think I need to lower the blade a little bit, clip a little closer. Although the reality is that it actually does better if the grass is longer in the hot weather. It helps keep the roots shaded, keeps the ground from getting too baked. So, yeah, maybe I'll wait and do that when it's like August or September. I also signed up for the saver switch option from the electric company. They offer a discount if they're allowed to put a radio controlled switch on my air conditioning, so that on days when the load is very high, they can cycle my air conditioning off and on 20-minute cycles. So for any given hour, the air conditioner, the compressor itself, will only be on for 20 minutes. Then the next hour, it will only be off for 20 minutes. And they're only allowed to do that for 4 hours in any given day, and only between 2 and 7 p.m. So, yeah, it seemed like the right thing to do. It's a little more conscientious in terms of energy use. And they'll cough up a $40 credit. And on those days when they use it, we won't burn as much electricity because the air conditioner won't be running as often. So we'll see how it works. We'll sign up for the program. In theory, we should really only see a degree or two variation. And I think I can make up for that by starting it at a lower level and earlier in the day, so that when the house is cool, the air conditioner comes on sooner and the house itself doesn't get hot before the air conditioner kicks in. In that case, if the temperature goes up a degree or two, nobody's going to really notice. The other side of that, of course, is that I spend most of my time in the cellar. The cellar is a good 10 degrees cooler than the ground floor, sometimes as much as 20 degrees cooler on hot days. I know yesterday when it was so hot outside, the ground floor was 83, 84, and in the basement where I was working, it couldn't have been much more than 75, perhaps as low as 70. The cold air blowing across my shoulders was actually a little chilly, so interesting. And it's very interesting how the temperature gradient is so pronounced from the ground floor down into the basement. I guess that sort of says I don't have enough insulation, which is probably true. Sunday morning. Definitely a summer day. It's interesting. There's a very pronounced stillness in the air right at the moment. Not sure exactly what that's about. Usually there's a little bit of a breeze. Not much, just a little breath against the face. You can see leaf wiggle now and then. I'm not seeing that right now. Sun is hot. Across the street here. So I gotta go home, get this thing loaded up, get some breakfast in me, get a second cup of coffee, do a little email cleanup, do a little feed reader cleanup, get the house a bit more in order so that between noon and three I won't have to ramble around quite so much to get stuff ready for them. I should probably strip the bed, put the load of laundry in to wash before it gets hot. Well, there's still a bit of coolness to the air. There's not a lot of cool, I'll tell you. It's heating up fast. I bet it's close to 70 now. Beautiful day, though.
Morning.
Good morning. So, yeah, the 3 hours in the morning seems to be breaking through the gridlock. I go, I stand, I open the word processor, and I write. And I don't have anything else to do there, and I have to fill the time, which is sort of what having an office would be like. I've gone to this place for the specific purpose, and it seems to pay off. My sprinklers are running. I've got one spot that's kind of sad looking here in the front. I'll have to deal with that before too long. Car coming, let me cross the street quickly before they get here. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And I'll talk to you then.